you have a list on a piece of paper or perhaps in your mind of action that you need to take in order to be able to get relief from the symptoms that you are currently experiencing. Perhaps the action is to go to the library and get a book that's been referred to you. Perhaps the action is to make a telephone call to somebody who can actually help. After all, on the Parkinson's Recovery radio programs, people are always giving out their names, their emails, their phone numbers, and they're always saying, "Give me a call. I would be delighted to talk with you and answer all of your questions." Is the action that is on your list to take to actually make an appointment to see perhaps a body therapist, perhaps a health professional, perhaps a counselor, perhaps a psychologist? Who knows who might be on that list that you've already thought about? But the question that I ask you today is, do you express the excuse to yourself that you do not have the time to do that today? There's not enough time. Is that one of your familiar excuses? Not enough time. Other things are more important. Really? Hello? Other things are more important than being able to get relief from what might be truly disabling symptoms that you're currently experiencing? Once again, that's a thought form that your subconscious is using to sabotage yourself. We are so clever in the ways that we ensure we will not take the action that is necessary that will make a huge difference in our ability to recover from the challenge that we are currently experiencing. Release, remove, detach, eject, and shield yourself from that excuse because it is not true. You have all of the time that you need to take the action that is critical for you to be able to get sustained relief from the symptoms that you are currently experiencing. Have a magnificent day. You have enough time to do whatever is most important. This is Parkinson's Recovery, and I am Robert Rogers. Good day.